Welcome to the Poor Rikes. We're poor and we talk about being poor Rikes.
And other things.
And other things. Da 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 da. Rike!
Poor!
We're motherfucking poor!
Why didn't you do it? I was doing harmony and you weren't singing.
We're motherfucking poor!
Oh my gosh, so we have a couple topics today that my sister actually wanted to do in the previous episode. We literally just got done recording about 5 minutes ago, and we ended up having a really cool, chill conversation for the most part. We did, it's all very personal, but it was less intense than our past few episodes. And then, so we had a couple topics to talk about today. A little bit more on your friend Robin, and then what was the other one? I always forget the second one. I don't
Joel.
Know.
Joel.
Oh God. Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about James Stephanie Sterling.
Before getting into the main topics, we'll see how. Like now, my sister actually asked me a question. She said, "Did you know about Jim Sterling? How did you put it?
Did you hear about Jim Sterling coming out as? I mean, James Stephanie Sterling coming out as
she
as
wants to
non-binary.
Do, of course, the correct naming and stuff. So, and I remember when I first was, first thing about it. So when she just randomly, this just, you know, it just popped in your head, right?
Oh yeah. Because
we were out going in the kitchen and we were taking a break from our previous episode.
I didn't even know. And then I saw a video where it was like how we deal with a YouTuber coming out. And then I saw a picture of what looked like Jim Sterling and like the hat. I saw the hat as part of the thumbnail.
The Jimquisition. Like, God, what an asshole.
And I was like, holy shit, did Jim Sterling come out? And then I clicked I just googled it instead of watching the video because I was like in bed and I don't
you were preoccupied or whatever.
So anyway, so I googled it and I was like, oh yeah, he came out as non-binary, or they came out as non-binary.
And so, but what, how did he, was that just now though? Because you literally just out of nowhere asked me, like,
did
you hear?
I meant to talk to you about it earlier, and then after we finished I remembered.
You remembered. Okay. So, and I, we were talking about this very briefly before starting this episode, and then as we were talking, I was like, well, man, we should probably just record this then, right? So, yes, and I actually, very recently, I think it was my, I can't remember, it might have been my first actual, I think it was actually my first gamer episode, the Grateful Gamer podcast, where I talked about Jim Sterling, and how he is an actual trusted source for me, or this is something I gotta get used to because I'm still, you know, we've talked about this before, but I mean no disrespect though. So, but I was talking about how Jim Sterling was, he had become one of my most trusted sources for gaming, even though I could not stand their characters. I hated them. Especially Jimquisition, that was the main one, and it was just such an egotistical asshole. And I mentioned this, I thought this was really funny, because I would be like, he's such an egotistical dick, but I agree with everything they say. You know? It's interesting to me, because I had forgotten about this. This was a very casual thing of Jim Sterling's videos throughout a long time, and I was not an everyday viewer. But I had noticed from time to time, there'd always be these very casual, natural mentions of being non-binary. And I think, especially during those times too, I didn't recognize it for what it was, because I'm not familiar with the term non-binary. You know, it took a long time, and now it's a little more common and stuff. It's far more public and whatever. But so I didn't realize exactly what it was. And then I recently, it was like a couple weeks ago. So it was very interesting to me that you asked me out of nowhere. You're like, did you hear about that? And I was like, oh wow, I forgot about that. So now I about a month ago, maybe I had followed Jim Sterling on Twitch. I forget what their show is called on Twitch. I think it might be Jim Sterling, but they may be changing it because you can change your channel name and stuff. I forget. But the reason I know Jim Sterling as Jim Sterling. Until now, I got it. You know, it'll take me some time to get used to the new names or whatever.
James Stephanie is a mouthful as well.
I love it. It's actually a very interesting, fun name to work with. We talked about this briefly before we started recording as well, as I was like, if I remember correctly, is that Jim Sterling had mentioned, and this can change, but I remember them being like, you know, I don't care what you call me. I could be mixing things up, whatever. I mean, no offense. And it's just, it makes sense at the same time and, you know, whatever. So, as far as I'm aware, they may not be offended by, you know, being labeled as, which is normal in our society.
when we were talking about dead naming, and I...
Yeah, but... you were the one... Yeah, she said naming, and I was like, what the hell is dead naming? Like, what a weird-ass freaking phrase, dude. Like, dead... What the freaking... Dead naming, like, you just hear that, and, you know, as a word, like, dead name. What the freaking, who came up with this shit, man?
I think a trans person
dead naming, like, like, come on, man, like, dude, like, the stuff we come up with is such a trip, dude, you know? It's, you know what's funny about that? Mm-hmm. Is dead naming by itself, like, if I didn't know it was related to, just by itself, would make me laugh, because that's just a silly-ass phrase, you know, like...
But it's, I mean, just, it, I think maybe it just throws you off because it's an extreme expression.
Well, no, because, you know, I'll tell you, because when I think of, like, my automatic natural response in my mind is my dead mom.
Or my dead brother.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, like, the naming to me, I'm just like, well, huh?
You know what's funny is, like, you're just my brother, but then I have my dead brother as well.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah, so that's why it's funny to me. It's not meant to be, like, it's not because it's related to transgender or whatever, right? Like, it's just those words by themselves, like, dead naming. I'm just like, who the hell came up with this shit, you know? Like, oh my gosh. Anyways, so, about a month ago, I didn't even know Jim Sterling streamed on Twitch. I probably could have, but like I said, I didn't watch them every day regularly. I just really do respect the content creator and a lot of the stuff that they talk about, and I agree with 90% if not more. I just didn't like their character. Oh my gosh, I freaking hated their character so much. But I recently saw, it was a week or two ago, and I saw Jim Sterling in looking like a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wig and
like in character
makeup,
like, and with the hat and the...
No, not a hat though. Just looking like,
oh, really?
A woman. Yeah, looking like a woman. And oh. I think the title of the stream was something to do with transitioning. I don't know exactly. I forget. And I saw it and gonna be honest, I thought it was disappointing.
Why?
Because I've explained this to you before, because mm-hmm. to me it just doesn't make sense to gender change.
I mean, but like, changing to non-binary doesn't mean, like...
Well, he didn't change a giant... Well, they didn't change to non-binary, they changed to female.
Oh, I thought James Stephanie came out as non-binary.
Is that what they came out as? Because, yeah. Like I said, this is so I'm not.
I mean,
up
that's
on
what it
stories.
Said in Google.
Okay, so, well, because like I said, they were on stream as a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, just dressed more like feminine.
Not dressed more feminine. The hair, the makeup.
Yeah.
That's not dressed. Anyways, no. So,
presenting feminine, I should say.
Yes. Yeah. Presenting as a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and the way I word it, it's probably wrong. If I was a more educated person, I could probably, just thinking of that, like, I hate when I hear educated people talk. Cause I'm just like, could you please speak freaking plain English for us idiots? You know, could you please just do that? Could you do me a favor and just speak like I'm a moron? Thank you very much. You know? So I know I can express things wrong, you know, whatever it's my, so, and the main reason for me in previous episodes is just mostly that this is something I'm still learning and trying to understand. So I'm not dead set against it. I still don't agree with it. You know, I don't agree with specifically changing your gender. That's all. So I'm trying to learn it, trying to understand. I don't think it, to me, just off the top of my head, it doesn't make sense, because to me, the way I see it is everything we experience, things can be different in our life due to society because of what sex we are, what gender we are, or what race we are. But on a personal level, you by yourself, I don't understand the need to change gender. I can understand it with pressure from society, and we can experience a different life based on the color of our skin and our gender, but that's society. That's not me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's not an individual.
Maybe this is your nonconformist thing coming out, where you're like, I'm not going to let the world change me just because it's treated me a certain way.
It could be a part of it. I really don't know. That's why that's why it's hard for me to kind of grasp that changing part of it, you know? We talk about this a lot too. It's why I don't understand the world.
Yeah.
And it's why the world is so frustrating and infuriating, you know? It's just like, oh my gosh. So there are things that are hard for me to understand, and I do try. But no, I had seen a stream where they because I'm not trying to be a dick, you know, like but
though nobody's offended if you're actually actively trying. It's when you're actively determined to not respect the changes that they're making.
Yeah, and well, and you know what's weird about that to me, because I really do, I don't know, it depends on the argument. Contextually, there are things where I'll be like, no, that's wrong. And yeah. This is gender related. Mm-hmm. And it's the stubbornness of my mindset, and I recognize that. But at the same time, the reason it's there is because I have not been convinced. And I'm not against being convinced, though, you know. So it just depends contextually, you know. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but there are some things that I'll just disagree with, just flat out. And this is how it's been for me with everything. This includes video games. Like, I disagree with everybody on everything all the damn time. I actually talked about this in my second episode, I believe, of my gaming podcast. I was like, I feel like a freaking supervillain. Like, I'm not trying to be. I don't want to disagree with you. I just do. You know, like, I'm not trying. This takes no effort for me to disagree with what you just said or what you feel or what you think.
Yeah.
You know, it's not on purpose. Yeah. But anyways, no, I don't know. We probably went in this way too far. I just thought it was very interesting that you brought it up randomly, because I had just seen him on them on the stream. And I was like, holy crap, because it just reminded me. I didn't realize they were transitioning or whatever. I just remember, it reminded me, and I just the full-on switch just bugs me, you know. I'm just like, oh, because again, you know, this I shouldn't have to explain every time. It just, to me, switching genders is just should be a non-thing. It's kind of like racism. Like, I don't understand disliking someone for the color of their skin, and that person shouldn't have to change the color of their skin to not be disliked, kind of a thing or whatever, you know? I don't know. Like, even Michael Jackson went through that, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, crap, I didn't realize it was that serious. Because it reminded me of, I had seen and heard things very, like I said, very casually, very naturally throughout his videos, their videos. Discussing the non-binary thing, so when I saw them literally like as a woman on the stream, I was like, oh crap. You know, and again, not to be offensive, I was just like, damn it, man. I guess it's just, that's a part of my, just like, you shouldn't have to feel this way. It should never have been. It's again, it's just that the lack of understanding. Like, there's a certain point of view that I haven't reached and I can't comprehend, basically. And my sister has tried, just so you know, my sister has tried so hard to get me to see that other point
of
view.
No, I think that you're as close as you can get. I mean, you're definitely closer than like the first time I talked to you about it. So,
it's mostly the way I've explained it. I don't think I've actually changed my mindset. It's just I've learned. This is something that I always learn. It's kind of like, even with video games, I had to learn much later in my life to stop saying I hate a game just because it doesn't look like something I want to play.
Yeah. Well, and for me, because like I said, I wasn't always comfortable with the whole idea of people transitioning either, because, I mean, that's not... I think it's different for our generation, knowing that, like, when we were growing up, the idea of transitioning was very much not respected, and it was like very much used as a punchline or a horror element.
I didn't know it was a thing when we were growing up.
Yeah, you did. Like, there was the Crying Game, and like,
I never watched it. I don't think I've even
Silence seen of the Lambs, and like,
what was in Silence of the Lambs?
There was the dude who liked to cut up women and wear their skin.
Oh, well, I just thought that was psychotic.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And again, not to be offensive to anybody,
that,
you know,
character, like, wasn't trans, by the way, but that okay. was how people saw That's trans like, people, was oh. either as...
Because I'll tell you, the way you're describing it right now is it's been around... like, I remember cross-dressing. I don't remember specifically transgender.
Yeah, I think that... In our day, cross-dressing...
We spoke briefly about...
Cross-dressing was enough of a taboo that, like, trans people weren't even really talked about.
Even that was very hard for me to accept as a kid.
Yeah.
Younger. I did think it was weird.
I didn't, only because I liked the fact that I was able to wear jeans and dresses. Yeah. Like, no, I just thought it was unfair that boys weren't allowed to wear dresses.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because I always thought that was cool about girls... Because to me, when I would see a woman or a girl dressing in jeans or that kind of a thing. It was just dressing normal.
Mm-hmm.
Plain clothes. Because I will never forget one thing in that, even when I was a kid growing up, like, dresses were very formal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was not like a normal everyday dress. This was a very formal.
Right. But that was a gradual transformation as well. Like, it was taboo for girls to wear pants at a certain point.
And I don't think we were alive in the time where dresses were more normal or whatever, right?
Right.
Exactly. Like an everyday force kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, they were formal when we were growing up.
I remember
Easter
reading
Sundays and stuff like that, right? You know, you got to wear a dress kind of a thing.
I read this, it was like teenage girl goes back in time, and, like, she time travels in different books, like, to different places in different times. And this one in particular, she went back to the 50s, and she, like, she knew she was going there, so to dress, she wore, like, petal pants, mm-hmm. which is basically, like, little capris.
I don't know what a capri or a petal pants is.
It's like leggings that go to here, basically.
Long,
like,
shorts.
Just below your legs. So they're like,
those were actual. Why do you call them pedal? God, this world is such a trip.
Because they would wear them when they're going on their bikes. So
pedal pants. Exercise shorts.
Yeah, except that they were more
pedal,
like,
pedal pants because of pedals. That's so funny. Okay.
But they were more like slacks, but they were like below the knee, like mm-hmm. calf area. Okay. So she wore pedal pants and like a t-shirt, and then one of the girls saw her and was like, "I can't believe your mom let you go out like that. It's so cool." And then she was like, "Oh, I didn't realize, you know," because in her day, in the 80s, mm-hmm. which is when when her time period was. That was normal, and so she'd look back at, like, old 50s things and be like, oh, that's okay. But, like, it's only okay when you're on your bike.
Yeah.
You know?
What a trip. And here's the thing I do fully recognize is that a lot of, you know, pretty much 99% of everything we experience in life is a societal thing.
Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with, it's just the way you're expected and, you know, all that, which is crazy. So I'm definitely glad to see more freedoms or more mm-hmm. expression, you know, always.
Yeah.
I love that. But I remember we briefly spoke about metrosexuals as well in a previous episode. Uh-huh. Because that's the closest I could understand.
Just like
this transitioning.
Caring about your appearance at all.
Yeah. Well, no, not caring about your appearance, but being, because if you were metrosexual, you were also considered gay. Do you remember that?
Well, no, the stereotype was that if you're metrosexual,
exactly.
And then somebody like Schmidt from The New Girl kind of made it okay.
that's what I'm saying, though, is like, I love the grooming, I guess. Mm-hmm. And not the man grooming a girl, young
right.
girl, like, but the actual grooming,
understood.
You know, right? Like, I love that. I always loved the hairstyles, the slick looks. I think probably most or a lot of them even used makeup for enhancements on mm-hmm. the face kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, covering up blemishes. And
it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I always loved that. But that was the closest I got to understanding. And the reason for that was because you're not changing your gender. You're just dressing differently,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you're just, in a sense, depending on how, because not everybody dressed that way because they were expressing, like, a certain thought process. They just wanted to dress nice.
Well, yeah, you know? And here's the thing, too. Like, if you were on a deserted island and you had, like, a full, like, makeup kit, like, some people would wear full makeup every day, regardless of the fact that they're completely alone.
They just wanted to, yeah.
And then other people just never would.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm in a society where makeup is normal for women, and I just never will.
Oh, now, look, I don't want to know. Do you have anything you want to finish with that specific?
I wanted to say Robin started wearing makeup. And
she didn't used to?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Like, only on...
Because,
like,
she works at a prison as a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to wear makeup.
But she started wearing makeup.
She said she started wearing lipstick, but she's wearing a mask all day.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's really just to make herself feel better.
Okay.
And she asked a mutual friend to help her, like, learn how to put on makeup. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really know how to do eyeshadow and stuff like that. She just wants to feel pretty. Like,
that's,
you know.
Cool, because, this is, we're kind of going a lot longer than I wanted to on this subject,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, planned to anyways, not wanted to, but planned to, but this is cool. So one thing that I think is, that always bugs me, but it's interesting in a funny, interesting way, but it bugs me because, girls that wear too much makeup, I don't know how to, I haven't figured out a way, but, like, too much lipstick, too much eyeshadow, because sometimes it's way, it's just, dude, like, it's thick, you know? It's just like, dude, you just covered up your entire face with that one element of makeup, you know? Like, you've seen those huge lipsticks where they just, their half their mouth is covered, you know? Or not yeah. half their mouth, but their, like, their face, like around their mouth and stuff, outline, you know? Yeah.
Outside of their lip line.
And it depends, I think it depends on the shadow, like how, you know, the color or stuff like that.
There should be balance. So if you have a lot of eye makeup, then you want to go easy on the lip and vice versa.
Well, I think
some people just go full force on everything. Yeah,
on top of that, though, I mean, there's a couple things that go behind that, too. And I understand. I actually have seen it. I like the specific version I like about makeup is enhancing what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, the coolest thing because it's natural, but it's also, it stands out more.
Yeah. So not that, like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm not. Yeah. I was thinking back. I never watched that, but I do remember. I know exactly what you're talking about. But, no, so I can, that's the kind of makeup I can appreciate and respect more or whatever, because it's literally just enhancing what exists. You know, it just makes it pop a little bit more. And I don't mind more makeup, but it's just the overdose of makeup that bugs the crap out of me. And I don't know how to, sometimes I want to tell a person without offending them, be like, look, you know, you're already beautiful. Could you just tone down the lipstick a little bit, you know
what I mean? Oh, I would never.
Right, I know. I don't know how to do that. It's like,
just
yeah.
don't. Just let them look that's like messed what they up, look man. Like.
But well, no. Now you say that, but even like I don't wear makeup or anything, but and sometimes I'll be offended by feedback. Right, this is just a normal thing. If somebody tells you something that you like, and somebody else is like, "This, I don't like this really," but. It'll soak in and you can see it from a different point of view and you can mesh it with your own, you know, like you can work with it. You know what I mean? There's certain kinds of feedback that you can work with and you're like, oh, you know what? This actually, I'm glad I listened to this person, you know, whatever. So
I think there's a different situation from like, if you're like, hey, here's my makeup look. What do you think? And then
yeah, that's true. That's it's kind of like when people randomly come up to you and be like, you should go on a diet.
Yeah.
No, that I understand. Yes, yes, yes. That I get.
Like,
that
So, did I walk into a gym or is this a McDonald's?
No, I'm glad.
Are you eating the same food I am, motherfucker?
I'm glad you said that because I, you know, I can't help but think maybe, because I mean, part of wearing makeup is wanting to look good, right?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to be like, it looks good, but, you know, maybe a little less or whatever. Yeah, that's what's messed up. It's just like, come on, man. Like, I should be allowed to give some feedback, you know, to. And because
you are allowed to, it just would be a shitty thing to do.
But why?
Because
especially if it, well, that's like, that's what I was trying to say previously, where like, even if I didn't, well, specifically like this, when I post a video on YouTube, because this is what I was talking about. If I get a comment and somebody's like, didn't like a certain thing, if it wasn't for the fact that they had pointed that out, even if I didn't agree with them or I was offended by it, like it did help me be able to figure shit out for future stuff, you know?
I think there's a difference, like, just in terms of...
Because, like, you did
like
say...
You're creating an art, right? And you put it out, and you want feedback, like, whether you agree with it or not, right?
Mm.
But if you're just walking down the street wearing too much makeup, and somebody stops you and is like, listen, you're beautiful.
Oh, I do get
However, yeah, yeah. like, they're when they're putting on makeup, they're not thinking of you. And how to please you. They're thinking...
I think that's wrong. I think there's a half and half or some mix. It's either 80-20. There's always... Like, you don't... I get you.
Yeah.
There might be a day where they literally just put on makeup for themselves and that's it. But I think most of the time, 9 out of 10
not
times,
just
you
them,
do it
but
for
also
other people
like,
as well.
Yeah. But friends, family, coworkers, whatever they think is appropriate for the people that they're around all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not for some stranger walking by them on the street.
Well, what if I was a coworker, you know? Like,
I mean, but again, unless they're specifically asking, it's a very personal thing.
Okay, I like that point. That's excellent. And that kind of makes me wish they would ask for advice.
Well, and they might ask for advice, but they're not going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because they're not, you're not one of the people that they're putting the makeup on for.
I get
for.
That, yeah.
You know, like,
I've always wondered about that.
If you're a wife getting ready to go out to dinner with your husband, you're like, what do you think about these earrings?
Yeah.
And the dude's like, whatever, babe, you look great and everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Why am I imitating every, like, stereotype of men and women?
No, I'm really glad that just kind of happened through that conversation because I've always wondered I've always wondered because, especially with naturally beautiful women, when I'm like, all right, a little makeup makes sense, but when they go overboard, I'm like, holy fuck, you just ruined yourself, you know? Like,
well, it's funny because there's this kid named something Siwa. She's like this girl from Dance Moms. And she's like,
Dance Moms. That's just such a funny name to me, man. It's also fun.
It's like Stage Moms, but like specifically for
dancers. I like it. It is funny, though. It makes me laugh.
But she was like one of the kids on it, and she just like blew up. Her first name starts with a J, but I can't remember it right now.
Siwa.
Siwa.
Siwa. Oh, Siwa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she went on James Charles's channel and he did her makeup for her. And her regular makeup is sparkles and colors.
Glitter and stuff. Super. Okay.
And he made her look like, cool. Yeah, he made her look like a 30-year-old woman. I was like, talk about overcorrecting. Oh, you know, he could have
like
done.
Like kind of professional, but too much professional.
It was just like, she's not a woman. She's like a 16-year-old girl.
Because she usually wears something fantastical.
Yeah.
Like fantasy.
So he could have played with he could have played with like glimmery stuff You know, he wears enough
I'm
fucking
curious,
like,
because this is out of context, but was there a specific request?
No,
she
was actually very nervous. She's like, I'm not me without like glitter, you know.
And she told him I need glitter.
She wears her makeup like that whether she's around other people or not. Like she's one of those people
this was
on
just
the
his personal makeup thing.
He
or
was
whatever.
Like, this is what I think he should look like.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was just like, no, first of all, he put on so much makeup. Like, he puts on eyeshadow and stuff. She doesn't do a lot with foundation. She has naturally rosy cheeks. Mm-hmm. And she's just so cute. She just, she looks like her age.
Yeah.
And she, you know, and he goes and makes her look like a 30-year-old woman. I'm just like, why? And she didn't like it.
What is this? This was Dance Moms?
That she's from Dance Moms, but she was on James Charles's site. And James Charles is a makeup guru on YouTube.
And this was this just a fun side project? Like, what was the
point of this? It was a collab. It was like, sometimes people come on his channel and does their makeup. Otherwise, he does his own makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so in this case, he did her makeup. I was hoping that he would do something, like, fun and playful, but, like, just more...
I'm curious.
Toned down.
Are you... I don't know. How familiar are you with his specific channel?
I mean, I've never watched it outside of, like, that video and, like, commentary channels talking about him.
So, the only reason I asked is because,
Oh, and I think I watched a couple of his, like, early videos or something.
I agree with your complaint, not even knowing these people. Yeah. I agree with your complaint because it makes sense to me. But I also understand if there's a certain... there's just a certain way this person does stuff.
No, you know? Because that's the other thing. It's like, he'll wear shiny things and he'll wear... Like, he does highlights on his cheekbones that, like, you could see from the fucking moon. You know, like...
That's why I'm kind of curious. I would really... You make me interested. Like, I want to go ask this person, like, what made you think that was right for her kind of a thing?
Yeah. You know? It's just like, he put her in every fucking, like, mauve and beige that he could think of. And I'm like, there's a way to, like, give her a more grown-up look without changing her into a 30-year-old woman.
So did you... we're on this, and I'm very curious, because it seems odd just having it explained to me.
Yeah.
The way I am, I can't help but have the benefit of the doubt thing and not assume he's just being a dick or were there any did you browse comments and see if anybody mentioned kind of your kind of stuff that you were talking about?
Some people liked it and some people just thought, why does she look so old? You didn't make her look so old. And like, it's not that he made her look bad.
Yeah.
It's just that
it didn't fit her, right?
Didn't fit her, and it was so much like when you have like young like skin, like makeup is supposed to imitate youth. And, like, she has this naturally, like, kind
No, now you say that. That's funny. I get you, because that is one of the ideas. But as a younger person, it's also the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in her case,
trip,
it's
right?
not.
It's,
in her case,
it's messed up.
She would look like a 3-year-old just spraying makeup on herself. Like, just randomly tossing it in the air.
I hate the idea of a 3-year-old letting... with makeup. It's so gross. Do you remember... There was an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they had like a little kid's
like a toddlers and tiaras kind of moment.
Yeah, I forget
like
what
a
it
pageant?
Was called. Yeah, pageant. Yeah. Yes, it was a pageant. Oh god, it was so gross, dude. It was so gross.
Yeah. I can't watch that show like toddlers and tiaras because it just like grosses me out. But those poor girls when they grow up too, it just like they're so fucked up.
But that was what I mean, part of it, they did some that's what's funny about It's Always a Sunny in Philadelphia. They're kind of like a different version of South Park where they mock reality in a mm-hmm. way, you know. Anyways, you just remind me of that. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were on a roll there. I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I think I'm asleep.
Okay, because like I did butt in because you just reminded me of it, you know. And it, oh, because you were mentioning how they... She naturally looks like a 3-year-old or whatever.
Oh, no.
I was just like, oh, my God.
She naturally, makeup, she just has, you know, rosy cheeks. And she, like, you don't need blush if you already have pink cheeks. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's so my point.
You don't need to put yeah. 3 rollers of foundation on your face the and then add blush. Yeah. Like, just fucking let her have yeah. pink cheeks. Yeah. She's, like, just naturally adorable. She has glowy, like, young skin. Mm-hmm. Like, you can cover up some blemishes. She? She's, like, 16, I think.
Yeah, teenager. Yeah.
She's like, a baby. Mm-hmm. So
To us,
yeah. So you just don't need to do all that. And like I said, like he has more like makeup looks on him that are glowy, like sparkly and glittery and whatever. And then on her, he just like I said, beige and mauve. Like, why?
That's why I'm curious. Like, what was the inspiration in his mind, and did they even converse in a way that made him think that she wanted to look
older?
Oh,
she didn't. You know?
Yeah, that's
she
what's
really
weird.
Didn't.
I'm just like, how did this happen? And I think was he already a fan of her? Did they know each other pretty well? Or
I doubt it.
Because I'm just like, what made him think to make her look older? That's so weird.
I think he just wanted to do the opposite of what she does on her.
That makes sense. That actually makes
sense.
Because
she like literally like glitters stars on her face, yeah. like no. around her eye.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does make sense. It's just like, I would have hoped that he would have understood who he's putting makeup on.
A part of that, like just the way you literally just explained it. I mean, I don't know because I don't know their perspectives, but just the way I would see it just from hearing this mm-hmm. is it could have just been exploratory.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was like, you're going to love this. And then,
yeah.
He didn't.
And he probably, like,
that's the thing is, if you're doing somebody else's makeup, you want to give them something different from what they usually do.
Yeah.
But you don't want to make them, like, you don't want to do something that they're going to hate. So, like, if I was going to go into somebody's house and do their interior design, I wouldn't throw away all their stuff and replace
maybe
it
would,
with.
Though. Some people like that. Even hairstylists are like this. Some, you never know, right? Like, normally you're kind of, like, if you're getting a haircut, you want what you want. Sometimes in these rare spots you might be like, you know what, just what do you think will look good on me? And
oh yeah,
oftentimes you might be like, oh, I hate this, but then on a rare occasion or whatever, someone would do something amazing, you're like, holy crap, how did you do that with my own head, you know? So I don't know though. Again, out of context, not knowing them personally and stuff, like, it's, you know, just, it sounds like maybe there could have been just
not saying his intentions were bad. I'm just saying the result
it
was
is
bad.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and not bad even, like, it just would have been fine on a 30-year-old woman. It just didn't look good on a 16-year-old.
Yeah. That's another
thing. She has kind of a round, like, a little bit of chub face. And he just, like, put so much, like, contouring that he made her face look really skinny. And I'm just like, why?
Wow, interesting.
Why?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have a fat face, you could put makeup on that makes your face look skinny.
Oh, yeah, you just put darker foundation or darker, like, whatever.
What a trip.
Around the sides of your face and on your double chin.
This is what I'm saying. I'm talking about this. There's two things. One, I just can't stand the idea of kids with makeup.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
It's so gross. But then the other, you know, this is why I prefer a more natural enhancement look, because I'll never forget this. I've been a fan of a couple YouTubers, content creators, and it's usually chicks. I just dig women, man, you know, like,
hell yeah.
So they've always been heroes to me, but you know, whatever. And I'm also more attracted to them. I'm not going to lie. I'm more attracted to them. But no, I actually, personality, it's all personality. You know, it's my number one priority over everything. But no, so a couple of them, and I'll never forget one of my most favorites that I had a crush on for a long time. And I've been, have many, you know, content creator crushes and whatever. And I recognize it. I recognize it as I just really like them. That's what I call a crush now. I just really like him.
Yeah.
It's different than when I was a kid when you have a crush and you're like deathly in love kind of, I'll die without them kind of a thing, you know?
I'd die for you, Riley.
Yeah, but no, now I it's more just, I really, 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 really like them, you know? Like, that's all. That's what I mean by crush. They're, you know, they're special to me.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'll, you know, whatever. It's just different now than what I would have referred to as a crush when I was a teenager and stuff. But so one of them, I'll never forget, they did like a makeup on-off thing. And I had never seen them without their makeup on. And they were not the same person.
Yeah. Was it good or bad?
Bad in the sense that it pissed me off because I had literally never seen what they actually looked like before. And that's stupid. That's the kind of makeup I hate.
Tricky makeup.
No, not just literally, literally makes you look like an entirely different person.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because they were beautiful with makeup on. And I'm not, they weren't like ugly, super insanely ugly without makeup, but I was, you're not even the same person anymore.
Well, everybody's trying to look like Kim Kardashian. So it's just how close can I get my face to look like Kim Kardashian? It's not
horrible.
Not how do I like make the best of my features and whatever.
Well, she wasn't looking like Kim, but no, it's just, I can't stand that. It's such a horrible, horrible thing. Like, and that's a part of what we always, this, it's a part of society. It's this pressure and it's stupid. It's a bunch of bullshit. Well,
and the nice thing about that is that fads change.
I think it's cool to look good.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. It makes sense that you want to look better than what you look like, but to completely change your, God, I just couldn't believe it, man. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'll never, ever forget that.
Yeah. And, like, I think also, like, some people are like, oh, I'm being tricked. And it's like, no.
I do. I mean, it's kind of, look, it's, in a sense, it's the same way I feel about the transgender thing. It's very deceiving.
Yeah, except that they're not pretending like they have a different face. They're just, how do I say it? It's like, my hair is not naturally bouncy and shiny. Like, this is because of shampoo. Yeah. And then, like, brushing it and like curling it and like whatever, you know.
So that's interesting too, because just right now in this moment is when I'm like, you know, as a person that I can't afford to make myself up, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm possibly, maybe if I were able to make myself up every single morning when I get out of bed and do all this crazy shit with my face and my body and my hair, like maybe I would, you know. I don't know. So to me it's a very unusual, awkward, like super out of there, like what the hell is going on here thing. And again, the biggest thing for me, though, the biggest thing is natural beauty means so much more to me, and that's because it's a natural thing, like, you know.
So would you have, did you like her better with makeup or without makeup?
With. And that's also what pissed me off about it. And that's part of it. That's what I'm saying, is like, it's a deception to me. It's a lie. You lied to me all these years.
You made me think you were beautiful.
I mean, you could put it that way, but no, I didn't feel that way. Like, now, and that's what's weird about it too, right? Because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, my immediate response was like, you're not beautiful, you're ugly. My immediate response is, I don't know who you are.
You know what, that's funny. That's a funny thing about having face blindness, is that I think that one of the reasons that people comment on what I look like is because that's what they see when they look at me in their minds, right? So like they have a visual snapshot of me, or even like a visual video.
No,
like,
some people are just assholes.
Sure.
And society makes people be like, fat is bad.
I understand that, but like,
we're unhealthy, which unhealthy makes sense.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, but you know, geez, man.
That's not the point. The point is, they have a visual reference in their mind when they look at me. And so when they see me and they're like, oh, you've lost weight, like, the picture in their head isn't matching the person that they're seeing. And so that's why they want to make the comment. For me, when I think about someone I haven't seen in a while, or somebody I don't know that well, I don't have a visual picture of them.
Well,
for me it's like a Rolodex versus Facebook. Okay, so like, Rolodex has the name, age, maybe like some vague physical characteristics like height or weight or whatever. And then, but there's no picture. Like if you go on Facebook, you can see so much more than you can in a Rolodex. For me, everybody is in a Rolodex. I can't just pull up an image of somebody if I'm thinking about them.
See, that's an interesting thing too, because that's your perspective as a person with blind face blindness. Sorry. And for me, I just accept what the fuck is in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't need that vision. Like, oh, this person's fat. I see them as a skinny person. I don't have that. That doesn't exist for me.
No. What?
Because you just explained how they have this vision of what you should look like when you don't look like that.
Not what I should look like, but what they remember me as. Like, last. Like, the last time they saw me, I seemed fatter, apparently, all the time. I'm like, do I swell in your head like birdseed in a bird's belly?
But I'm
like, what? Or not birdseed, rice. Like, it's just like, how am I fatter in your memory than seeing, I'm always the same weight. Like, that's the thing that I don't get. But also, the other thing is, like, when I think of them when they're not around, I don't have a visual image of them. Mm-hmm. Like, and if I do, it's, like, a very blurry, like, driver's license photo.
I was just confused, you know? The way you were describing it before, because I was like, people picture a skinny person but see you as fat? Like, I was just like,
no, it's the opposite. It's like, they see me as very fat, and they see me in person, like, oh, you're not as fat as I remember. So you must have lost weight.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that. Now, it may not be true, but as an observer, sometimes, even if you know you haven't lost weight or whatever, they see a difference. Even if it isn't actually the weight, there's something different, right? Yeah. It could have been your hair and they thought it was the weight kind of a
just
thing.
Because, maybe, you know, the image of me changes
or
in
different,
their mind.
Nicer, you know, clothes or something like that. No, because, I mean, there have been times, plenty of times in the past where, oh my gosh, especially when I was younger, because I used to weigh over 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. I didn't realize until one of my friends shared my picture from the beach on my Facebook, and I deleted it. It was so disgusting. I was super offended by it. And now I wish I had it still.
Yeah.
But when I was so offended by that, I was like, oh my gosh.
And they're just looking at their friend. And
yeah, they're
like,
just sharing, yeah, like, you remember, you know, this time, whatever.
Remember when you looked at the worst you've ever looked in your life?
And then... But,
and you're like, excuse me, and like, I love that guy.
But I remember when there would be different times and people would be like, you've lost weight. And in my mind and in my vision, I did not see the same thing. Yeah. And even if I knew my own weight, like, it was also not reflected in what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But I can understand why they would see something different, you know?
Well, I mean, you actually did lose a little.
Oh, no, I know. That's my point, though. It's like, somebody else would probably notice more changes in me than I would.
Yeah. No, I get that. But my point isn't that. My point is that I don't have that, what they're looking at. So when they pull up a memory of someone or a thought of someone, there's a visual that goes along with it. And I don't have that.
Yeah, because the face blindness.
Because of the face blindness. And part of it is just that I don't have a visual memory of people. And so, like, the memory that I do have is often very blurry or incredibly wrong.
That's pretty messed
up, man. Especially,
like,
if I meet somebody once.
Yeah.
I might actually, in my mind, have a blurry photograph of somebody that they reminded me of instead of them. Yeah. And so when I see them again, yeah, I have no idea that that's them.
It's kind of funny to me because... You have it far worse than I do. Like, I talk about this all the time. I have a really crappy memory.
Yeah.
So, man, it's got to be so bad for face blindness. That sounds so horrible.
Yeah, but my point was, if I'm looking at somebody take their makeup off or put their makeup on, I'm not looking at two different people because, to me, they're not what their face looks like. Like, there's not an association to me between what somebody looks like and who they are.
Yeah, that's something I can't understand because I don't know what it's like to go through that.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing is when I started talking about face blindness on stage when I was doing stand-up, I started talking about it. I was like, I don't see your face, I see your soul. And this guy came up to me afterwards, and I'm blanking on his name, and I just had it in my head. But he came up to me afterwards, like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy. Like, why am I blanking on his name? He was really sweet and he was very funny. And I just remember him coming up to me. And he was also like this kind of gruff, like, guy, mm-hmm, older guy. Yeah. And so for him to say that, I was just like, that's so crazy. But he was very sweet.
That makes perfect sense, too.
But also his comedy was very dirty and, like, definitely not... Like, I wouldn't expect him, the person on stage, to ever say that that's the most beautiful. Like, to hear the word beautiful coming out of his mouth was very odd.
That's funny.
But also he was very sweet and like off stage, like
when
just
I,
very,
when
like,
I
nice.
Hear that yeah. line, it's also a very beautiful line.
Yeah. Oh well.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So like, I just, for me, the association isn't necessarily with your physical body. I understand that it's different mm-hmm. for other people, mm-hmm. so yeah. I understand why you feel tricked. But that's why I don't understand why you feel tricked.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I'm looking at somebody makeup on or off, I don't feel tricked because I don't associate their personality with their face.
We never went into detail in that perspective, and that's awesome. That is so cool. I love that.
That might also be why I'm more accepting of trans people mm-hmm. in general, just
no,
because
makes sense. Yeah.
I get that who you are is different from how you're presented to the world.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I could say the same thing when it comes to transgender. That's the perfect way for me to put it too, because like, and it's not the same way, but I could use that same argument. Like, I don't understand why you change genders when I can see your soul.
Hmm.
That kind of sparked with me
that
too. You
honestly
know what I mean?
Like, is my kind of issue with it as well. Like I said, if it wasn't for people being
you
actually,
are who you are, your gender doesn't make you who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an effect on how you experience life though.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I would probably be a gender abolitionist if it wasn't for the fact that there are trans people and non-binary people who actively get murdered for not conforming to what society thinks is normal. So
well, wouldn't it make more sense for gender abolition for that, though, to stop that kind of a thing?
It makes sense to people for whom gender isn't important.
God, this world is so fucking stupid, man. I hate this place so much.
I think that, so, like, and we were talking about this before, like, I think, like, if you have dysphoria, what it is it's a distraction.
What's right. dysphoria? I forget what dysphoria
it's
is.
It's when there's something about your physical appearance that just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, I remember now.
You just can't reconcile with
it's kind of like
with how
Mac,
you feel about
Mac,
yourself.
What was the Mac thing? And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when he was fat.
Uh-huh.
He had a fat dysphoria or something.
Did
forget
he?
Yeah, when he was skinny, he had a fat dysphoria. I can't remember
so
how exactly...
So he always
exactly
thought he was fat even though he was skinny?
I can't remember. They did address it though. They did talk okay. about him having a dysphoria about his weight and stuff. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of anorexic people or bulimic people think that when they look in the mirror, they see a fat person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they think I need to keep dieting.
Mm-hmm.
They're never skinny enough.
Okay.
When I look in the mirror, I'm like, God, why am I so fat? I wasn't fat 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. You know?
2 seconds ago.
Like, because in my head, I'm much thinner than I am in real life.
Oh my gosh.
Because I don't have, like I said, I don't carry around a visual image of myself.
Even I am. Even, like, I know I'm kind of big, but I don't really see myself as fat. Well, it's weird.
We all have, like, an inner image of ourselves, and the less that it reflects what we see in the mirror, the more uncomfortable we are a lot of times. But it also depends on how much of your value, I think, is on what you look like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think, like, in terms of a distraction, if that's the thing that's distracting you, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if the thing that's distracting you is, I can't say, like, it's weird because, like, it's really actually harmful to be bulimic and keep trying to lose weight. But, like, that you would definitely want to overcome. But I definitely understand, like, if the thing that's keeping you from feeling okay as a human being and working on your other issues, because you can't work on your other issues until you get over this particular hurdle. So if fixing your gender does that, great. Like, go ahead and do that, and then you can, like, figure out how to be happy as life.
I just can't help but not agree with that.
Well, and so for me, and I relate it to money, too, right? There are people who win the lottery and then they kill themselves because they realize that getting a bunch of money didn't actually solve it. Raised as many
about that. You
yeah,
it's interesting about that. Just, I mean, I don't. Do they not just go give to charity and stuff?
They well, so when you win the lottery and everybody knows about it, then everybody wants money from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, so like, give it to them. Fuck it, man. Like, if you're that, you know, like, I would.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying that there's an expectation and a demand
okay.
that you didn't have on you before.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought that being rich was going to fix all of your problems and you find that you have all these new problems on top of all of these old problems.
Just stop. This is something we can't relate to, and I refuse to believe that's an actual thing. I don't fucking care, okay? I don't care. Give me the millions of dollars right now and I will fix the world.
I understand that, but we're not talking about, like, the fact that a certain amount of money is going to make us happier, right? Because mm-hmm. we're situationally fucked. No,
that I get. Yeah, that I get.
You know, but at a certain point, if we were at a point where we didn't have to worry about rent, we didn't have to worry about food, we didn't, all that was taken care of, we would still have issues.
Yes, yes.
So the thing that stops us from focusing on those issues right now is the fact that we're always worried about money.
Ah, okay. Right.
So it's distracting. Yeah. So anytime you try to work on any other issue, you keep coming back to the money because that's the most pressing immediate thing.
So how is that related to somebody winning the lottery, though?
So when you win the lottery and you have all this money and you realize, oh shit, all my other issues didn't go away, just the money issue did, and now that money issue is just changed, just not better, it's just changed.
That's what I was saying. Like I neither one of us now. You there are things you understand better than I do and stuff because you have, you know, different perspectives and whatever. Even I try. I can. There's a lot of things I can understand, but I would have to go through that myself to even come close to even the tiniest bit of understanding because I understand pain doesn't go away, mm-hmm. but there would be such an enormous relief.
Yeah.
Be like, now I can actually live my fucking life.
Yeah. Well, and we're in an extreme situation. So a lot of people who win the lottery might not be quite as poor as us. You know, they might be more comfortable. And then, like, whatever. But the point is, we all think of money as something that's going to fix us because
it's a societal we're lacking thing. It.
Yeah. And my point is to relate it to being transgender is like, if your thing that you keep coming back to is my gender feels wrong, what I see in the mirror doesn't match what I see in myself, like I can't, like I have all these other issues, but I can't even think about those because this keeps distracting me. And for us, it's money. For them, it's gender. For somebody else, it would be something else. And I can look at somebody else and be like, I don't understand why your gender is a problem. It wouldn't be a problem for me. And then they look at me and they're like, I don't understand why money's a problem. It wouldn't be a money problem for me. I'd just get 4 more jobs and save $20 a week.
That's right.
God. And then spend $20,000 on stocks. I mean, that's all you have to do to save all your financials. So
this little inside, it's not an inside joke, but this little crack of a joke here is in a previous episode or previous two episodes. Oh, yeah, it wasn't even the previous episode, because the previous one we didn't talk about that, but I think it was like two episodes before. But
it's what we call in comedy a callback.
Yeah. So I do get that. I get that perspective of, you know, they would be like, well, you know, I don't understand how you have a problem with that, not having money. And then, you know, I get that. But it's not enough for me to, I don't remember the
word. You still
word.
Have an issue.
Yeah. Even,
like, it's not enough to overcome the issue that you have.
The closest thing I could think of that made sense to me was, like, I see your soul, I don't see your gender kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with race. We discussed this before, too, yeah. where, like, I understand the whole, that race does exist, but I don't recognize it as who you are kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. I don't know. But, yeah. So, anyways. So, that's what makes it very interesting. But I'm glad. This is weird because I think this is the third episode we've talked about trans-ish stuff.
Mm-hmm. Third or fourth.
And it definitely started very kind of bad and on my end.
Oh, really?
Because I can't help it. We talked about this before we started today's podcast. I was like, I do not want or try to offend people,
yeah.
but I will not say how I think or feel to not offend someone.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing about that is that you're going to get out your opinion, and if you're talking to me, then there's a chance that I might be able to get you to understand it to a degree that you didn't before.
It's been very slow, and it has been a process.
Whereas if you didn't feel free to say the more negative things that you're thinking, then maybe you would never get to that point because you wouldn't even be open to have the conversation.
And one of the first things I said, and I thought it was funny because your response was, well, why don't you just go watch their videos? You
know? Well, because,
and I was like, I don't want to watch their videos, and you don't want to watch their videos.
Well, I didn't say it with that much attitude. I just thought it was funny. You're like, I'm open to it. And I was like, well, go watch the video. And you're like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No, because, and part of that, again, is this is why I try to specify. Sometimes we discuss this stuff off podcast as well, just so any listener knows, this isn't something, I mean, this is a normal chat that we have, you know, this is why we started doing this stuff. But so part of it is I need to view it in a way that I can enjoy or relate to. And some of the people that my sister recommends to me are not people that I want to watch. It's the same thing with Friends. There's certain types of characters or certain types of personalities or whatever it is or however the content is presented, I just don't like. Now, for example, this is my best way to describe it. We even just talked about it earlier. I was like, my sister likes analytical, documentary-ish type stuff, and I can't stand that shit.
You just
shit.
Want plain speaking. Yeah. You know, you might like Cat Black. Like, I unfollowed her just because her videos just aren't structured enough for me. She might like her.
Okay. I'll have to look that up.
Plus, she's super cute, so at least there's some eye candy on
I'm
the
a
way.
Very... I don't... Is the word personable?
I don't think so.
Or is it just personal?
I don't know.
So I'm like a person to person. Like I'm, I don't know. I'm, I don't know what the word is. I know there's a word that describes what I'm.
I don't know. I think I like, I don't understand things in a larger context and you want to understand on more like one-to-one context. Maybe? No?
I think it's, no, well. Like I could almost agree with that, but it's not quite just that either. So anyways, we got a little bit stuck there. So do you, unless you have something to continue with that, do you want to move on to our next topic?
Well, how long are we talking?
We're at just under an hour.
Okay, so maybe we can just end it here, just have it be a shorter episode, and then maybe just do another one.
Yeah, the reason we're trying to track ourselves now, because we've had a few episodes.
just for a few minutes, we'll talk about this, and then it ends up being another hour and a half.
And this is part of, if you've been listening to us for a while, one of the main reason we started this, and we discussed this a little bit before, and the reason that I mentioned it, we've talked about it a couple times, but sometimes throughout our life, we would spend 1 to 2 times out of the year just sitting down and having a conversation. And they would last anywhere from 30 minutes to 4 hours. It was just random. It just depended on what we were talking about and whatever.
What we were doing. Like, usually a lot of times the reason we'd have longer conversations is if we were out doing something. Like, if we went out shopping together, like, grocery shopping, or, like, if we went to Glendale or, like, downtown Glendale to do our, like, reevaluation for HUD or whatever. Like, there's a reason for us to be around each other, and then in the downtime between whatever we were supposed to be doing, like, we would just be chatting.
Well, and sometimes I would come to my sister with a serious topic.
Oh, yeah.
And look, just for me, now, it's been a mix since our mom died. My sister got kind of stupid.
Yes.
Because her anger, which for me, I'm always stupid because I'm always angry. but, you know, no, but so my sister has always been the smart one to me. She's always been, especially on a personal level because we live together, but she's been the smartest person I could go to. So especially in 2020, the most I've ever gone to my sister. it's really funny to me because I could always recognize and see every time I went to my sister with any kind of problem I had or a question I had, I was annoying the living shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, like, if you treat me like Google, I'm going to get annoyed, but like, yeah, like a personal question is fine.
Yeah. So, but very often I would go to her with, it just depends. So I did go to her plenty of times with very stupid questions. And actually we talked about this earlier with changing our t-shirts on our logo for the podcast of, I said, put a question mark on my shirt and then your shirt just saying, just Google it or something. Right, because I have gone to my sister many times, and at this point now, especially after going to her so many times, asking her really stupid questions, and her answer being just Google it, you stupid moron. And of course, she wouldn't say that, but that's, you know, basically might as well say that.
I'm so mean in your head.
Not just that, but I mean, you know, whatever. It's just funny. It's kind of like me doing customer support. In it's my like, job.
Yeah, just fucking Google it, asshole.
Like, I'm not even kidding, 99% of my job is somebody could just Google it up.
And I would so little, like, I would so much rather never speak to another human being that I would always Google it.
Hmm. Yeah, see, that's where we're different. And that's actually the biggest reason why I go to you. Because in a sense, it's not exactly the same, but when I train for work, for example, any job I've ever done, it doesn't matter how much you show me or give me to read. Mm-hmm. I need a hands-on.
Oh, okay.
I need a hands-on experience.
Yeah, it's the
best thing for
honestly, me. If somebody's trying to explain something to me, like, verbally, I'm like, can you just give me a manual? Like, I just need
you
to
soak
see
it in. Yeah.
I need to see it in words for me to understand it completely. Like, the best way is for both, but for...
I can't read. I hate reading instructions. I really do.
Yeah. And I think, especially like back in the day when it was like history, when it's very dry, it's really hard. Mm. But if it's interesting to me, then... Or if it's well written, then I prefer that.
That's actually why it's so much fun writing the guides for my job.
Yeah.
When I just did that.
I did the guides when I was at Flappers. I did the guides for running the sound in the Yoohoo room, and that's I did so the guides cool. for the MCs running the shows, and it was like the best. Like if they had just paid me to do like just write manuals, that, like that would have been awesome.
As long as I know what I'm writing a guide about, I would love to do that because I definitely make them more personal. I as I'm writing them out, I recognize how easy it would be to miss something and how impersonal it is, whatever it is.
My guides were funny too. Like
my guide was very professional, but it was also like, so just a normal person thing. You know what I mean? Like it,
my
not
guides
robotic.
Were like bordering
most,
on.
Most instruction manuals are so robotic.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, I can't stand that. Oh my gosh.
I answered most of the FAQs on Flapper's website, like anything that's in depth. So if you go to flapperscomedy.com and like look up the FAQ for comedians, I think they still have my answers up because nobody ever like updates that. I was the only one who did it. So most of this, and there's a lot of sarcasm in there. Mm-hmm. And I had Robin read it and she was just like, oh yeah, I can definitely tell you wrote that.
That's awesome. That is so funny, man.
So fun. Like, I like explaining things to people. And, like, the reason that the FAQs are detailed is because I had answered the same question over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
I did three guides when I ended my previous work assignment. So I'm working for Ubisoft now, which is cool. Well, the company is a greedy piece of shit, but I love their games, you know? And previously I was working for Hi-Rez Studios. And before I switched projects from Hi-Rez to Ubisoft, I did three guides. And one of them was for a tool that we use at work. It's an actual tool that employees have to use to answer tickets and do whatever stuff on there. And when I was first asked to do that guide, I was like, I've never done this. In my head, my immediate thought was like, I've never done this before. But at the same time, I wasn't scared or anything because I was very familiar with it. It wasn't hard or anything. It was just weird because I was like, how am I supposed to do a guide? Like, what am I going to do? And my team leader was like, just, you know, like just give a guide, like tell people how to use it. And he said, I asked him, I said, well, what exactly would I do? I have never done this before. And he said, just a couple screenshots, basically. Mm-hmm. And I went a little bit overboard, not too overboard. I knew exactly what would need a screenshot of. And I was like, all right, this is how I'm going to do it. There was even one screenshot where I was describing that specific screenshot. And in the screenshot, I actually marked like five things instead of the two I was mainly making that screenshot for because, and I even noted this in the guide, I said, there are a few things marked here because I don't want to have to make three or four different screenshots to show you the exact same page. Literally, that was what it was. Yeah. So I described everything in that one screenshot and that, you know, whatever. But it was cool. Because I'd never written a guide like that before. I had only ever written one guide before in my life before. That was a walkthrough tips and tricks guide for Shadow of Mordor video game. And that was my first time ever writing that for my website. I've never written a guide outside of that. I wrote that years ago. And when I remember when I first wrote that, I was like, I just loved the game so much. I had never written a tips and tricks guide before. And I was like, I love this game. I'm going to write this shit because I know what I'm doing. I became a god in that game and I knew exactly how to do it. You know, I was like, I played I played that game twice. My first time I did all the upgrades and everything that you do, you level up and you do all this stuff and that's how you become godlike. But what I had noticed in my first time playthrough is I didn't need none of that shit to be as amazing as I was. And it's just the way the game is designed. Like you can kick so much ass without those powers. So I went and played a second playthrough for myself. It was a self-challenge. I played through that game again without upgrading anything. And I destroyed that freaking game. And that's what made me write a guide for it. Tips and tricks. I had never done that before. And so I wrote a tips and tricks guide for it. And that was the only ever time I'd ever written a guide. And that was many years ago. And then my job, the dude comes at me asking me to write a guide. And especially for my job. I was like, you do know I've never written a guide for work stuff, right? You know what I mean?
Except you've been working there for like 15 years
no,
or something?
No, no, it's a little over 7 years now. Okay. But just the fact that I'm writing a work guide, like literally a job guide for the tool. I was just like, I thought you would get like a team leader to do this. You know what I mean? Not like some regular worker. But like I said, I was
probably been there longer than most of the team
I wasn't
leaders.
Scared to do it. It was just weird to me. Cause I was like, but no, it came out, dude, it was just so natural. And I just rolled with it, you know?
Yeah.
And then he asked me, all right, do a game guide. And I was like, oh shit, a game guide. Oh my gosh. You know, I was really excited. I was like, dude, like this never been a better assignment in all my years.
Did you give feedback on that? Like, if you need any more guides, like I love doing
this. I did actually. Okay. I let him know. I was like, I told him straight up. I was like, this is the most fun assignment I have ever had in my job. Yeah. So what's funny about that, so I did two game guides. The first game guide I did for a game I'm not overly familiar with, but I am familiar with. I have played it. I put some time into it. And when I wrote it, it was far less than what I would have put in it if I was more of a player of that game. But I did put the best I could into it, and it was pretty simple and stuff. And then the next guide, he was like, all right, how can you do another one? Because I still had time on my shift for that project before I was switching. So basically they needed me to work, so I was getting paid, you know? So the next one, he asked me, like, out of the different games they had available, and I was like, all right, well, this is the game I know the most about where I could do a guide for it, because whatever. He actually originally asked me to do a guide for a game called Smite. And I told him, I said, it's a game I don't like, and it's too advanced for me. It would be better for somebody else to write this. Because I could write a guide. I told him. I said, I could write a guide for this, but it would not be very good. Because it would be easy to write a very simple, basic, like, mm-hmm. but it would, even I didn't want to do it. Because I was like, I know whatever guide I write for that is just not going to be good. Mm-hmm. And so he said, all right, well, what other games does this company have that you know? And I gave him a couple, because I know, you know, they have a few. And I was like, well, there's either these two games. And I knew one of those games was already a dead game. Nobody's playing it. Well, I mean, people are playing it, but it's basically dead, even to the company. They're just kind of just letting it live, and which is really sad because it's my favorite game by them. And I'm like, son of a bitch. But so he asked me, he said, well, between those two, what do you think would be better to write a guide for? And I knew as a company that would be better to write for the more popular one compared to the other. And I said, all right, this one. And because I wrote that guide, and it's a game I really like, I even shared it on my own personal site. You know, I was like, you know what's funny? As I was thinking, but the whole time I was thinking, because we do have NDAs for my job, but the only thing that I could think of that would maybe be a little awkward is if someone came across my nobody site, my own personal nobody views this site kind of a thing. They'd be like, "Oh, that guy wrote for my job," you know. But there's nothing secretive about the actual guide or anything like that, you know, because it can be tricky. I've learned this working for the company. I have learned it, that it can be tricky. And unless you're specifically a community manager for the game you're working for, you don't just go around telling people who you work for, what games you work on, so, which is very weird. Yeah, it is weird. But at the same time, I kind of get it. Anyways. So it was a first time assignment, and I'll never forget that. And I would love to do more stuff like that. It was very cool. I was just blown away. I don't remember how we even get into that.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're trying to end the conversation. So I'm sorry that I got too far into gaming. And this is actually why
you have a gaming
why I have a gaming podcast, and why we did briefly mention this before, where I thought it was super funny because you would talk about some of your favorite YouTubers who create video game content.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, you pissed me off when I first found out my sister was watching freaking video game creators.
It surprised me too, but you know what? The thing is that I'm more likely to watch your videos now because I understand a little bit more about video games than I used to.
Because her and my mom, I used to bug the crap. I used to just blah, blah, blah all day long about video games to both of them. And
don't understand half of the lingo, like, it's not that interesting.
There'd always be a point where it'd be like, shut up. Actually, they wouldn't tell me that, but that was, I could tell that was there.
Part of the reason I started watching H-Bomber Guy talk about video games was so I could understand you better
that
when you talk about video games.
That is so funny, man. All right. Well, anyways, so today we had a great conversation. Are we going to come back and do more?
I don't know if today is good. I'm going to get something to eat, and then
we're
going to
take a break. So, yeah. So we actually just, this is our second episode in the same day, but they are shorter than our usual ones. Fortunately for us, we're working on that. This is something that we're working on.
We're going to do like 1 hour per podcast. So we're going to try to stick to one topic.
Yeah. But also the reason that we ended up doing a few episodes where they're over 2 hours or 2 hours is because this podcast exists just because we chat.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just straight up. It's our natural chat. We do not write this stuff up. We don't pre-plan it or anything. The only thing that we might think ahead of time for our episode is, what do you want to talk about? That's it.
Yeah.
And then usually we end up just rolling off of that. And
we weren't going to talk about like trans issues again or Jim Sterling.
Our previous episodes too. We weren't even going to talk about, we didn't plan to talk about your experience at the comedy club. We were actually going to talk about everything we talked about in this episode.
Then our intro. No, we still haven't talked about Joel or Robin.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we still have. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we started this podcast for, this episode. Oh my God. So this is actually episode 11. We just recorded 10 just earlier today. And when we started episode 10, she just said Joel and Robin, we were going, that was who we were going to talk about. So we've got two episodes, not even about the topics we had planned to talk about. And that is the point of this podcast, us just hanging out and chatting and spending time together and stuff. So thank you very much for listening. And hopefully you'll continue joining us on our whatever adventures.
Word.
Word.
All right, I'm going to sing us out.
Word. Do you remember Word? Oh my. All right, anyways. All right. Thank you guys very much. Bye bye.
Da 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 da. Thank you for listening to the Poor Rikes talk about being poor and other depressing things. Thank you for joining us. If you're still here, you are the best. Yes, you, the one, the one you. Da 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 da. I'm poor.
Poor. We're motherfucking poor.